Welcome back to the pregame show, getting you all set for Space Cowboys and Express, and we're joined by Logan Van Wy, who went an inning and two-thirds last night. Logan, not your first outing at AAA, but a little bit more extended, so how'd it feel to get in first game of the season last night?
Yeah, I mean, got to throw in the expedition game. That was a really cool experience. You know, just getting to throw and be part of this team is just a cool experience in itself. Getting to throw in the first game, that was really cool. You know, big crowd. I know we have a lot of expectations with the guys we have here, so getting to kind of like pitch off of how Spencer did last night. He pitched really good and getting to, you know, get in that situation, get out of it, and then have a good next inning. That was really exciting too. So just a good way to start the season.
How big is it to be in a bullpen where there's a pretty good mix of, you know, a combination of you guys that have come up from AA and a few guys who haven't made their AAA debut yet, but then there's also guys like Wander Suero, who's, you know, won a World Series before, and guys who have been around the block a little bit. How's that mix in the bullpen for you guys?
Yeah.
Very early in the season, right?
Yeah. No, it's a good mix. Like, someone for me who, you know, last year was, like, my first full season, getting to see, like, how some of the former big leaguers, you know, kind of handle themselves, how they prep themselves, you know, just kind of how they handle the whole situation. It's really cool, and just getting, like, take a step back and learn from those guys is, I think, a good learning experience for me.
Now, you weren't an invitee to spring training, but you saw a good amount of action in big league spring training as well, which, if I'm not mistaken, was really the first time you'd seen extended big league spring outing.
Right.
So how was that to get to be on the major league side a little bit and be in a clubhouse with a lot of these guys who now you're teamed up with here at AAA?
No, I think it definitely made me really comfortable being in this kind of environment. You know, your first couple outings in a big league spring training game, you're pretty nervous. It's some guys you don't know. A lot of guys you, like, kind of grown up watching and, you know, just not a comfortable experience. You're just going into it, not knowing what to expect. But I think going and pitching in those games helped me, you know, get really comfortable with going in an environment that you're not so familiar with. So, you know, like in the expedition game or last night, it was just kind of more so, like, if you're uncomfortable, just know, like, you can just go back to your roots, just kind of do your thing. But I think it was a good learning experience for me, just, you know, being in that kind of environment opposed to, like, a high A game where there's not as many fans, there's not as high as expectations on you. But I think it was a really good learning experience this spring.
Was there anybody that you walked in and you were kind of like, not starstruck, but like, oh, I'm right here with X player that I've grown up watching?
Yeah. I threw in one last year and I saw, I think it was like Jose Abreu. Like, oh, this is a little different than being in the minor league clubhouse. I think it was my first spring training game this year when I walked up to the mound and Jose Altuve was right next to me, and I was like, all right, this is a little different. This isn't a backfield, you know, scrimmage. This is like the real deal. I just thought that was kind of like a, you know, you're getting closer to what your dream is, and just kind of like take it for what it is, really cool experience, and, you know, just kind of prove what you can do.
Last season you came up here the very end of the year, that last week that we had, it was you, Will Wagner came up, so it was kind of an extension of the season. Did you know that you were going to start the year at AAA, or what was the conversation when you found out, hey, you're that wasn't a temporary stay, you get to go pitch at AAA this year?
Yeah, so I was having a really good second half to the AA season. Didn't really think much. I just thought, you know, end my season there, try to, you know, prove myself next spring training and try to, you know, kind of push myself to AAA. But getting the AAA my first full season was definitely a big honor and, you know, really just like a feather in my cap, you know, for the how good of a season I had last year. But I didn't really know what to expect, you know. I figured the floor would probably be AA. And if I start in AA, you know, I'd still be really, really happy about that opportunity. But, you know, starting the year in AAA just really showed me what the organization thinks of me and, you know, how much they're trusting me. And just take it for what it's worth, I was really, you know, happy to start in AAA. So really, really cool experience so far.
You had the opportunity to pitch in a couple of different of the MLB draft leagues. They're former, you know, short season rookie ball leagues that have kind of converted a little bit now where they're independent but still affiliated. So what was your experience like pitching in those leagues to help you ultimately get signed by a team and end up in a good spot with the Astros organization?
Yeah, so I mean, I did Division II baseball, but I also played in the Northwoods for 3 years, which was a lot of, you know, Division I kids, some really good power D2 schools. I'd say the draft league was probably my first taste of big league experience with the sense of, like, the manager we had. His name was Mick in Trenton Thunder. He was kind of the first taste of, like, what how professional managers are like, how they handle things, you know, kind of the environment of like the higher level kids and, you know, what to expect from all that. But I think it was just a good experience, you know, to, one, I lived 15 minutes away from my college, so getting to travel and, you know, be away from home, the whole experience kind of gets you prepared for like playing after college. So I think just those 3 years of playing in the Northwoods and that 1 year of the draft league, you know, really helped get myself out there, show that, you know, I can keep pitching past college in the summer, that, you know, I recover really well, take care of my body, you know, just any competition, you know, I can pitch to whatever level it is. So I think that definitely helped.
You were with Glacier before you got signed by the Astros. Did you make your way up to Glacier National Park while you were there? Because it's in Whitefish, if I'm not mistaken, just south of it. Did you make your way up and go check out the National Park while you were there?
Yeah, so my parents actually got to see me for about a week. We, you know, it was a cool experience because, one, it was a super pretty area. It was really fun to play baseball up there, and you know, I had met a lot of friends and whatnot. But it was a cool area, yeah. Like, I think in left field you could see Glacier National Park, which I have videos of the field. Because it was being built, and we had to take, like, a one-month trip while still being built. But when we were there, I was, like, taking videos of the outfield and stuff. But it was a really cool experience. Just a super pretty area.
Favorite Pioneer League city that you got to visit? Maybe outside of being there at Glacier, what was your favorite spot in the Pioneer League?
I'd say probably Missoula. Yeah. I think that's the place they do the peanut inning. If I'm not mistaken, I got to actually pitch in the peanut inning, which, you know, is a little different. People just screaming the entire time you're pitching. But I think that was a really cool experience in itself. Just, you know, kind of like how interactive the fans are with everything. But probably Missoula.
Just circling back to this year to just round it out. Is there anything that you did in the off season that you saw results for in spring that now you think you can carry into 2023 to keep on being successful?
Probably just every day I would try to do something, like try to get better. There wasn't a day where I felt like I didn't do enough. I wanted to go into spring training knowing that, you know, I did everything I could this off season to like prepare myself and be the best form of myself I can be. So I think just every day, even if it was an off day, I would try to do at least one thing just to try to get better, you know, or whether it was just running 15 minutes for recovery or just doing some, like, mobility stuff. I would say probably just trying to get a little bit better every single day, never taking one day off, and, you know, just trying to be ready for spring training.
Glad to see what you've done so far and hoping for more. Thanks so much for a few minutes of your time today.
Appreciate it. Yeah, thank you.
All right, there he is. Logan Van Wy has been our guest. Coming up, we'll have lineups and first pitch on the Space Cowboys Broadcast Network.